Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Ephesians chapter 3, verses 13 through 21. The Reverend Kyle Wright is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning comes to us from the letter to the Ephesians, chapter 3. So I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering, for which is your glory. For this reason, I have bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the height, and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Gracious Father, bless us as we hear your word for our life. Sustain us in the midst of the work which you have placed before us. To this end, use the words that flow from these lips to proclaim your great mercy in Christ Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have interrupted your workday to come here to hear God's word, to once again be reminded of the great and wondrous gifts that we have in the promise of Christ our Lord. St. Paul, in our selected text, gets to tell us that we have the promise of Christ. We have the abundance of God working through him in us. And we get to hear such things as the Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ dwelling in your heart through faith. These things are amazing because it's all about what God is doing. God is working. God is completing. And once again, at the beginning of this state of this sermon, the idea that you are at work and you have interrupted your workday to come here and hear God's word. When we think of work, it's all about the things that you have to do. It's about the responsibilities that are laid before you. What must you do to move on to the next thing? Who is dependent upon you to make sure that they too can complete their work? Work is all about the have to, all the things that we must do. But in our text, we get to be pulled out of the have to. We get pulled out of the must do, and we get to be placed into the get to. I get to do this. I get to serve. I get to suffer. I get to proclaim Christ crucified. I get to be with those in need. So on and so forth. This text takes us out of the mundane. This text takes us out of the ordinary and moves us and reminds us of the great and wondrous things we have in baptism. We hear St. Paul talk about faith, but it is not our faith. It's not the work that we do, but it is the object of our faith. Christ and the fullness of God given to us, that we get to go to work. We get to have these responsibilities. We get to serve. We get to worship, thanks and praise God for the continual renewing of our inner self, our inner being. We get to be reminded that we were taken out of the depths of death and washed clean so that we have our names written in the book of life, so that we have our life found only in Christ. So as St. Paul says in the latter part of our text, now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to the power at work within us. To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations. Abundance has been poured into you. Abundance has been poured on you. And this abundance is the love of God found in Christ our Lord. Let our faith recognize, see, and live this out as you continue to get to work this day and the days following. This is yours in the faith created and sustained by God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for Andrew and Noel Schaff, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.